Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and will be releasing these Quick Takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these Quick Takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Quick Take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
Hey everybody, this is Paul here with another Quick Takes episode. Before we jump in, I just wanted to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, and I'm going to speak on behalf of Josh too. Thank you from the bottom of both of our hearts for your support. We really could not do this without you. Thank you so, so much. For this Quick Takes episode, I thought that I would rank my top five favorite fast food items. I thought I'd try to go with something a little bit universal that anybody could listen to and would probably have some strong opinions. So as I am opening myself up to a lot of criticism by doing this, I'm sure that many of you out there will have many different opinions on what I have here as my top five, and that's totally fine. You know, different strokes for different folks. We all like different things. So be it. All right, so looking at my top five here, I don't have these in any particular order other than how quickly they came to mind. So I'm going to come in with my first one here with Jack in the Box tacos. All right, now, I don't know how many Jack in the Boxes there are in the world, so for some of you listening, maybe you don't have access to this. But Jack in the Box is one of those crazier fast food places. They've got like egg rolls, tacos, burgers, rice bowls, chicken fajita pitas, kind of all over the place. But the tacos are incredibly cheap and they are so good. They have these like taco shells. They put a little bit of seasoned beef in there along with some lettuce, some of their amazingly good taco hot sauce, and a slice of American cheese. And they throw the whole thing in the fryer and it comes out. It's super greasy. And you have to always ask for extra taco hot sauce. And I usually put about half a packet inside each taco. It's so good. Like, it is unbelievably crispy, and you get the melted cheese. It's a great combo. And the tacos used to always be 2 for 99 cents. I think now it's like 2 for $1.39. But no matter what I get from Jack in the Box, even if I get like a burger combo, I'll always throw in the extra two tacos as well because they're just so good. All right, the second item I have on my list is the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich. Now, I know a lot of people have strong opinions on whether or not they like the spicy and whether or not they like the deluxe. I like all of it, so pile it all in there. I love having the spicy chicken fillet, which of course is just always crispy. And then you throw in the lettuce, the tomato, and the cheese along with the pickle. I also love putting ketchup on it. I know not everyone is going to be into that, but that's what I love. So I'll always put ketchup on there, and that is my go-to. I'm also completely fine with just the regular number one, with just the plain chicken and pickle. I'm fine with that too, but give me the spicy, give me the deluxe. I love it. All right, next one on my item, or the next item on my list is the Arby's double roast beef sandwich. All right, I love Arby's. I know Josh loves Arby's. We've poked fun at it on the show in the past because it's so deceptively expensive. Like, I'll go to Arby's with just my wife getting drive through, and it'll be like $21. And I don't know, Arby's is kind of crazy in that regard. But I love going for the double. The single itself is maybe just a little bit too thin. I like getting a little bit of that extra roast beef in there. I know that they have like their other fancier barbecue brisket sandwiches and stuff. I just like the traditional. I do love their beef and cheddar and things like that also, but I just prefer it without that cheese. So the Arby's double roast beef is way up there. I love getting that with the curly fries. And if I'm feeling extra crazy, maybe adding in a milkshake. They have really good milkshakes at Arby's, by the way. Especially every once in a while, they'll have like a Andy's mint shake. Really love that one. All right, next one on the list, the Del Taco Chicken Soft Taco. All right, I love Del Taco because it's the only place, at least around where I live, where you can get tacos and French fries, which is such a cool combo. Like, I love eating at Taco Bell, but I can't get fries with it. So a lot of times I'll pick Del Taco over Taco Bell. And Del Taco chicken soft tacos are amazingly good because they have this white sauce that's on it. A lot of websites will have their own recipe for that. And basically it's just like mayo with a little bit of milk and some lime juice. And that's basically about all it is. I actually do like a copycat chicken soft taco at home all the time. And that's especially good because you can just add extra white sauce if you make it at home. But that's a great one. Those are very cheap. On Thursdays here, they have a really good deal where you can get three chicken soft tacos. I want to say it's for like $2 or something like that on Thursday afternoons. So Del Taco is a staple. Really love that chicken soft taco. And then finally, I have to go with McDonald's French fries. For my money, McDonald's has the best fries. They are almost consistently the best. They are very heavily salted, which is exactly what you want on your fries. They are usually very crispy. It's pretty rare to get like really bad soggy fries from McDonald's. I mean, it can happen, but give me McDonald's any day of the week over Burger King or Wendy's or anything like that. I do think McDonald's has the best fries. Notably, my list does not have any burgers. And maybe that's just because I'm not picky when it comes to hamburgers. I'll eat them from anywhere. I really love In-N-Out's burgers. I know that it's got like the cheaper American cheese. Well, I guess all fast food is going to have the cheaper cheese on there. But I love In-N-Out. I especially love Five Guys if you're going to spend a couple extra bucks. And I'll even take McDonald's burgers. I mean, I know that they're not the best, but I'll eat a Big Mac or I'll do the two cheeseburger combo. Those are also good. But for me, I'll just eat burgers anywhere. I don't have any strong opinions. So that's why my list is kind of made up of different off-the-wall things there. So just to summarize, we got Jack in the Box tacos. Definitely go check those out if you can. That one might be my number one. Chick-fil-A spicy deluxe sandwich, Arby's double roast beef, Del Taco chicken soft tacos, and McDonald's french fries. All right, hopefully you're not listening to this when your lunch break is still a couple hours away, and hopefully I'm not just making you really hungry and then leaving you right there. So hopefully you can go do something about it, and then we'll be back next week with another quick take. Thanks so much, guys. I'll talk to you then.